Hello, and welcome to a pretentious review of Night of the Living Dead! This is a horror movie talk production, and as such, your host today will be me, Max Allen, the professional silly boy, and my co-hosts, Bryce Hansen, the rambunctious go-getter, and Sydney Lee, the foremost expert in being a foremost expert. On this exclusive show, we review one horror movie every month for our beloved patrons.
Wow.
We've got a great show for you today. As mentioned before, we will be reviewing Night of the Living Dead from 1968. I watched it in color. Did you guys watch it in color?
No.
Wait, what?
I've never seen it in color.
Are you sure you saw the right one?
I watched it in color.
Are you serious?
Well, you didn't watch the right one then.
What are you talking about?
No way.
It's not in color. It's in black and white.
No, I saw a colorized version.
A colorized version of it? Because there was one made in the 90s, too.
No, I watched the one in the 60s.
Well, by your show notes, I can see that you did watch the right one, but I did not know there was a color one.
Yeah, go to Tubi. Tubi.com.
Whoa.
Has a colorized version of this movie.
That's so fucking weird.
Yeah, why would you do that, though? It's not
Why would I do that?
Yeah.
Because I've already seen it in black and white.
You said you'd never seen the whole thing.
I didn't finish it last time because I got
CD. Night of the Living Dead in color.
Did you like it? Did you like it in color better?
Yeah, it was way more interesting in color. Everything's better in color.
But we have to. Sorry, I'm looking at it right now. Oh, that's weird. It is colorized.
That is so weird.
That looks so bizarre.
Doesn't it? I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a snob about this. I think you made the wrong choice, Max.
Really? You think I should have watched it? I watched like over 50% of it last time in black and white. So I feel like I got the black and white idea, you know?
Yeah.
Have you guys ever
seen like an important thing because Carnival
of Souls?
Mm-hmm.
That's you have?
Yeah.
So that I actually saw that at a midnight movie once. And they were doing like special horror movie month, I don't know. And I've seen it a couple times. I feel like that'd be a good pretentious review. But that's in black and white, and I think it's only effective if it's in black and white. I don't know about... I'm a purist. If a movie's in black and white, I have to watch it in black and white. Like, It's a Wonderful Life. Like, I would never watch that in color. You know what I mean? But I don't
know. Wow, you guys are just raining on my parade. I found a cool version of the movie that was colorized. Probably took a lot of work to get it to be that way. Thought it was fun.
You probably watch the dubbed versions of foreign films too, don't you?
No, I don't do that. I don't do that, okay? Stop putting lies on my name. Okay, we start out by giving a brief review and our score for the movie. We score on a scale of 1 to 10. After we give our score, we'll get into our... what are we getting into? We'll get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked and hated about the film. Night of the Living Dead can be found for free on Tubi in color, on Peacock, Pluto TV, Sling, Fandango, Plex, Crackle, Amazon Prime, and with a subscription on HBO. So
I watched it on HBO kind of because I didn't want ads.
Yeah,
it's a good. It's a remastered version on Max. So
I have HBO and I still watched it on Tubi. Is that crazy?
Jesus.
I wanted the colorized version.
Really had to watch the colored version, huh?
Yeah, I think it adds to it because like the context that it was made in the 60s, late 60s, and that it was a choice to make it in black and white, like yeah, it makes it feel more like a 50s, you know, kind of B movie, but you know, the topic or kind of like the modern feel of it is kind of underlined with the black and white, I think.
Cause like,
I mean,
you,
it still
this
looks
movie
super old, so.
Was 1968, right? In 1969, 2001, A Space Odyssey comes out. And that is a colorized movie. That is a, it's beautiful. It's a impressive, it's a feat of the times. But having this be a choice to be in black and white while something like that is in production is like mind-blowingly special, I think. But whatever, Max.
I'm so sorry. I did not mean to offend literally everyone by watching a colored version. I don't know. Okay.